Hi, this is Dennis Leary, and you are listening to the mellifluous tones of... Fuck. Hi, this is Dennis... Hey, I'm doing it. I'm fucking... Hi, this is Dennis Leary. Hi, this is Dennis Leary, and you are listening to the wonderful, fabulous, incredible Robert Kelly on... Fuck. What's the name of it? You know what, dude? Podcast on gloryhole.com, on gloryholeradio.com. You know what, dude?
All right, hey, what's going on? This is Robert Kelly, and I'm doing a special. I think this would be a special edition. I usually do it with DeRosa, me and him, shooting the fucking shit about horseshit. But sometimes I get guests on, and sometimes famous people who you want to hear, and sometimes people you don't really know. No, I'm kidding. My guest tonight on the You Know What Dude podcast is
Robert Sprantz.
Rob Sprantz, the founder and creator and fucking Jesus, the man who put Glory Hole Radio.
Yes, the Jesus of the Glory Hole, correct.
GloryHoleRadio.com.
And by the way, that is probably the lamest intro you've done of all your shows. You can be a little more excited that I'm here.
You're like, I'm really not that excited.
Yeah, how you doing? I guess we're doing a show with this asshole from the Glory Hole because he had to come here and set my shit up.
Yeah, well, no. This is the fucking deal, too. We were supposed to have a podcast tonight. This is turning into just a regular old recorded podcast because you told me get a mixing board and fucking we can go live and have callers and fucking and I got all the shit and I did all the stuff.
You got all the wrong shit.
Hang on, fucking.
You got all the wrong.
It's not the fucking schwoogie down at B&H. Mm-hmm. Fuck me.
Okay, we'll blame him for the time.
I showed him a link with a photo from B&H. Why is that my fucking problem?
Let me tell you, first of all, how intimidating you are. That when I first saw that you got the wrong cables, I started sweating. I'm like, fuck. If I told him to get the wrong cable, I'm never going to hear the fucking end of it.
Shit.
I was thrilled that it was the guy who fucked up.
Well, it was the guy, right? It wasn't you?
It was the guy. Okay. You looked at the picture. You saw it.
I got the fuck. We were supposed to do a live show, and the Jersey Jerk, Marco from the Jersey Jerks, was going to call in on Skype, and it was going to be live, and we were going to record it and have Skype, and it was going to be all the fucking functions all in one, and Rob, the master of the fucking network, was going to be, and it didn't happen.
It didn't happen.
We're just doing a regular fucking You Know What Dude podcast, which, you know what, is fine with me. I'm better without the pressure.
Well, if there's any pressure with me on, you're out of your fucking mind.
Yeah, that's true.
But you really need to rethink things.
If there's any pressure at all, because nobody is here.
Right.
There should be no pressure.
We just the dogs. The dogs are the only audience we have.
I think that's why. Then. I think that's it's. Let me ask you a question too, and this is kind of interesting to me. Is that this podcast thing is getting fucking crazy. Mm-hmm. It's getting. Wow, that coffee looks good, babe. Did you ask Rob if he wanted a nice coffee?
She did. As a matter of fact, you didn't ask me if I wanted anything.
Yeah.
But she asked me if I wanted water or iced coffee.
Right.
But you were like, hey, fucking asshole, here's your bag.
So she did.
She did.
Yeah. Well, you didn't fucking ask me. How's that sound? You asked a fucking stranger. This guy could be a fucking pedophile. Okay, you don't know this fucking guy. I'm your husband.
But you said you had coffee and you were all whipped up. You shouldn't have drank the coffee.
What about a water? What about a decaf?
If I could be a pedophile, why'd you even have me in the house?
We have no kids. Are you going to finger fuck my dog?
Well, I know you're pretty hairless right now. You could pass.
Anyways, this whole podcast shit is thanks, baby. This, don't stare at me. Just fucking, if you're going
to
do it, just fucking do it.
You want water or iced coffee?
I want decaffeinated iced coffee with iced coffee. Oh, this is the key to the iced coffee in this household now. Huh. We make iced coffee ice cubes. We get coffee and put it in the ice cube, in the ice cube tray, so that when you have iced coffee at the Kelly House, it the ice cube doesn't dilute the iced coffee. It actually makes it stronger because it's made with fucking coffee.
I'm a big fan of yours, but that's the most brilliant thing you've ever said.
It's fucking great. I didn't think of it. We some fucking whittling douchebag in New Hampshire, some fucking white dude who retired and opened up a shitty coffee shop in Weir's Beach, actually thought of it. It's fucking great. But anyways, I digress. We're supposed to be getting a call from the Jersey Jerks. I doubt that's going to fucking happen. Mm. But we have that hooked up. And, but the whole podcast thing, it's weird because everybody's fucking doing it now.
Everybody.
Jesus Christ, Don. Who? You know, it's so weird. Nobody calls me. Who is that?
Stop ringing.
Fucking A.
Which means it's
going to
ring again.
Oh, God. Everybody's doing these podcasts now because it is so fucking easy.
Mm-hmm.
Except if you want to do a live podcast
or a good one, which a lot of people do them, and not everybody does a good one.
Well, I mean, what do you consider what's a good podcast?
Well, here's the thing: I get a lot of submissions from people, like at least 5 a week. Seriously, like check out my show, and we actually have someone else on the network now that I give to listen to.
Mm-hmm.
Right, because I don't want to be the one to listen and say, hey, I know you're a fan, but I'm sorry, I don't like your podcast, because I don't know if, you know, I want to distance myself from that.
Yeah.
So we have someone who listens to the podcast and lets me know what's good or not. But sometimes I will click on the submissions and listen. Mm-hmm. And you'd be surprised, just sound quality alone is so fucking bad.
Really?
That you don't even get to the point where you want to hear it.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, like, I'm talking about, you know, that Xbox headset. Oh, look at this.
Hang on one second.
Yeah, sure.
I apologize. Hello?
What do you want?
Hey.
What's up, baby?
Hey, the fucking Jersey Jerks called it. Yes. And fucking.
Oh, who's that in the background?
That's Rob's pants.
Rob, save some for his wife.
You gotta see, man. He's bossing her around. This is like right out of Raging Bull.
Oh, what are you fucking the Jersey Jerks? They know what I'm talking about. We're not two twinks like you who treat our wives with respect.
Wyvern?
I'm kidding.
I see Miss Kelly back there. What's she cooking over there?
Ah, fuck. I'm turning that off.
Yeah, turn that camera off right away.
I told you, you don't get the fuck.
Jesus Christ.
You should have kept your mouth shut. You would have saw her boob. She's topless.
So am I, for that matter.
Okay with Sprant's nipples.
Sprant's nipples?
They're not what they used to be 10 years ago.
Guys, can I just tell you something? We were supposed to have this whole fucking hookup tonight. Now, I would never step on the toes of the Jersey Jerks and go live on a Tuesday, or even do a show on a Tuesday.
Although we were tempted.
Well, I wouldn't want to fucking impede.
Oh, you're so kind.
Well, I wouldn't want to fucking fuck up those 50 listeners. And I mean, but we really are just on a shitty network. We're all shitty, okay? We're all shitty. We should just succumb to the fucking nerd show.
Don't worry, we have a plan. We're going to make sure Glory Hole will be put on the map for good.
Who are you going to kill over the weekend?
Don't you worry about it.
Are you guys ready? Do you really have a plan? Because I don't.
You just stick to your career. We'll take care of it. We got your back.
I feel bad for Rob because I really thought he thought by having me and Florentine on the network, it would make a difference.
It did make a difference.
Yeah, for a week.
It made a huge difference.
It made a huge difference.
I know you're doing the whole self-deprecating thing, but believe me, it's made a huge difference, dude.
It made a huge difference. Now that Rob got you and Florentine on, we absolutely mean nothing to this network.
No, that's not true. You guys didn't mean anything before either.
That's true.
Yeah, you guys were competing with two chicks.
Right, yeah. I mean, you've got two chicks talking about sex. You've got the nerds. I mean, the whole setup has gone. It really has done. It's been a huge difference since you guys joined. I don't know. I know you're just fucking around.
Since you guys really? Is it really?
You and Jim.
Is it plural? Really?
Hey, look, I'm not going to deny that you are the behemoth of the network. As I know, because I take your phone calls every fucking night, all day long. Let me tell you something. I went from being founder of the network to Robert Kelly's bitch in the matter of like,
You know what,
three
Rob?
Weeks.
We warned you before you got him on.
We said he's high maintenance.
Yeah, let me tell you. He sends me.
This is my fucking podcast.
That's all right,
not anymore.
Not anymore. So the other day
he makes Paris Hilton look like a fucking Ethiopian. This guy. I mean, there's no way.
I wish I had a flat ass.
No way.
So here, the other day, perfect example. I'm on vacation. I'm with my wife, and he sends me an email. He's going to buy something. So he's like, "What's those mixes you sent me?" So I sent him the mixes again, and he's like, "Call me." I said, "I'll call you as soon as I can, but those should be fine." And then he writes back, "What are you working? Is that why you can't call me?" I'm like, "No, I'm on vacation, brother."
Well, did you explain to Bob that this isn't like Howard 100, like that everybody has to work, unlike him.
Hey, you cocksuckers! I work my ass off.
No, I know, but you do something you know that you're good at and that it's fun, as right. opposed to actually like you know doing manual labor.
Yeah, this
I mean, manual labor for you is like you know picking up your nuts after you fucking.
Oh, this is definitely a fucking hobby to me, and I know this is Rob's life.
I don't have a fucking choice at this point, bro.
I love that my hobby is Rob's dream.
I find it interesting that it's just your hobby, yet I hear more from you than all of the others combined.
Yeah.
Every day.
You know, I like it.
I'm not complaining. I love it.
We've been wanting to call you on several occasions, and I'm like, you know what? He's just way too fucking busy. Let's just leave him alone. It's no big deal. And then now we hear, you know, Robert Kelly's fucking.
Oh, well, can I just say something?
You guys could always call me. And by the way, I send emails. Nobody replies to me for like fucking 3 weeks except for Chris. So what are you guys talking about?
I got nothing from you, Rob.
And this little fucking maggot doesn't answer. He fucking avoids me now. Now he knows when to not answer my call. And fucking blow me off.
Oh, that's such a crock of shit, dude. When have I ever not replied to you either in an email?
Don't squint at me when you yell.
I'm telling you, though.
You open those little fucking Jew eyes.
And I'm not even a Jew. Imagine that.
Jew eyes?
I'm convinced he's Jewish.
Isn't that a song from the Dirty Dancing soundtrack? You get Jewy eyes?
Springsteen.
Oh, you have no idea what I go through with this guy.
Oh, I can only imagine.
But it's worth it because I love him and he's a huge part of the network and he knows.
Well, here's the deal. I'm a big fan of the Jersey Jerks. I enjoy your show.
As am I.
Thank you.
Can I fucking say something without you kissing the fucking ass, you politician? Just Rob. Cocksucker. Relax. You know what, Rob? We're on the network. We like you. Chill out, okay? Stop. Fucking Voss.
See what I mean, guys?
We like you. Want to buy a washing machine door? My house is on fire. listen, I think the network is great, but what we were talking about before you guys Skyped in is that, first of all, we were supposed to have this big show tonight, and fucking I bought the wrong cords because of some fucking black dude at B&H. I knew I should have went to the... Everybody there has fucking curls over the ears, and I go to the one black guy.
You go to the guy that just steals electronics, doesn't know nothing about them.
Yeah, he just came out of the stock room, and nobody was around, so he's like, I'll help this guy.
I told him I wanted a bag for all my podcast stuff. He goes, yeah, you want a jizz bag. I'm like, what the fuck? What? He goes, yeah, jizz. All your shit. All your jizz. I'm like, all right, fucking great. But anyways, we were supposed to do this big podcast there, but we didn't. So now we're doing a regular podcast. Whatever. But anyways, I was talking to him about this podcast shit. Now, everybody, now I know I'm kind of one of those guys, but I've been doing a podcast for a fucking long time. And Marco, I was talking to you about this earlier, that everybody, every famous cocksucker in the world is coming out with a fucking podcast now.
Yeah.
Everybody. And some of them stink.
Some, only some.
Most stink.
The majority stink.
Yeah, the majority of podcast. Like, let me put it this way, and you don't have to comment, Rob, because Rob or Bob, because I especially you, Bobby, because I know you're gonna keep quiet. But Mark Maron's podcast is shit.
Jesus Christ, man! Wait a minute. Did you just say the number one podcast?
Yes.
on.
The fact that he's number one, it's only because of the guests he gets on. Let's be honest here. Because right. if he was just him and only him
right.
every day, mm-hmm. I don't even think, honestly, I don't think his own family would tune in.
I've actually never even heard that one.
Don't bother, Rob.
It stinks.
He doesn't belong. Let me tell you something. If you said, oh, we were thinking about getting Marc Maron on our network, no, absolutely not. He's terrible.
Really?
He's terrible.
Well, here's the thing. I understand what you're saying about the guests, and I'll be honest. I'll be fucking completely honest. When I have guests on, when I do like whoever the fuck it is, okay, Colin Quinn or you know Norton or whatever,
right?
My numbers go up through the fucking roof when I do an interview. I mean, you go through the roof, mm-hmm. and when I do just me and Joe, it consistently gets bigger. You know, it consistent, mm-hmm. but it stays the same. I'm in, you know, between 150 and fucking 100. I'll hover around. But if I put somebody famous on there, I think you're right. I think the more famous people have on there, the more people that are going to fucking listen. Because not only are you getting your fans, you're getting all their fucking fans.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And then next week, you get a whole new demographic.
One of the few guys out there that has a podcast that gets a little bit bigger every week consistently and doesn't have to have guests on all
Bill
the time
Burr.
Is Joe Rogan.
Well, Bill Burr too.
Oh, Bill Burr, yeah. But Bill Burr's kind of new at it, isn't he?
No, well, Bill Burr's not that new at it, but he's a guy who, I mean, literally sits there by himself in a fucking room with a microphone every Monday,
and he
talks to himself, but he does the other people too. I mean, Bill's is funny. Bill's funny.
But guys like Bill and like Norton, like those type of guys, if they were doing podcasts all the time, that's different. Like Marc Maron was never funny as a comic.
Ooh.
So he's really not that funny as a podcaster either.
Wow, you don't think Mark's funny as a comic?
No,
huh?
Absolutely not.
Not at all.
No.
Wow.
I'd rather pay money to see Greg Proops.
Fucking with the smartest guy in the world podcast. Boo. Fucking scientist. If you're that smart, go fucking save children in Africa.
By the way, go build
telecrops with fucking, with Starks, with Tony Stark, you fucking smart ass. Nobody's that smart.
By the way, Bobby, I saw you on the entrance or the beginning of the green room with Paul Parenza on Showtime.
I was?
Yeah, you were at the Montreal Comedy Festival.
Yes.
Yeah, and they showed in the very beginning credits, they go through the back room and they show a bunch of comics, and you were one of them, and you gave the cameraman the finger.
Oh, no shit, really?
Yeah, dude, it was hysterical. How come you haven't been a guest on that show yet? I love that fucking show.
Well, he's a fucking great guy, first of all. I love
him. Who, Provenza?
He's a fucking great guy. He loves the art of stand-up comedy. He loves comics, and he's a fucking stonehead. And which is, I don't smoke weed, but I love fucking guys who smoke weed a lot. And like mm-hmm. him and Ari Shaffir, fucking crap. I love that. I love when guys just get basted.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead, Sprance, light up.
Yeah. Not in this house.
Why, are you a fucking pothead?
I smoke a lot of pot, yeah.
Is that why? So that's why you squint.
Is why what?
Sprance, show him that thing you have, the little thing you smoke out of that doesn't have any smoke.
I don't carry it with me. I'm not that much
what
of a
What is it, a baby
pothead.
Penis?
It's a vaporizer. Yeah, it's a little baby penis.
I didn't mean to show him that, Rob.
Well, it's too late. It's already out now.
Well, he's a great guy. I talked to him about doing it up there, and he's like a legitimate. He's not a fucking Hollywood guy. You think he's being Hollywood because he kind of came up and was like, "Hey, Robert, I'm a big fan." Blah blah. And I was like, "Yeah, whatever." And then he actually
is that how you treat everybody who comes
up
to you?
Because I'm such a piece of shit. I don't believe he could be a fan of mine. And he was like, "Oh, I love you in Torgasm. You're the only thing that fucking kept me from smashing my fucking TV watching that show." So you know, he's actually telling the truth. But
he actually is telling the truth. Yeah, I felt the same way.
Yep, absolutely.
I was so upset when you fucking blew out your knee, dude. I wanted to reach in and fucking smack you across your head.
Hold my hand.
Yeah.
If fucking Rob fixed the thing, we would have been able to play some sounds right now.
Yeah, he's about
but we
to,
can't.
He's about to snap my knee, I think.
But yeah, he's a really good guy, and that show is hopefully I'll be on it someday. But
I hope so, man. It's a funny show. Bill Burr was on the one before last episode. It was like 2 weeks ago.
He was on with wasn't it Quinn? Wasn't Colin on it?
It was him, Quinn. Two Yentas in comedy that I don't know, and
I know blonde chick.
Yeah, one of them was like a little older. She looked like she was in her late 40s. She was a real bitch, though. Her and Bill Burr were going at it because she was.
Really?
They were talking about the whole thing with Tracy Morgan and the whole faggot thing.
Right.
And she got all pissy, like a typical Yenta. And then, you know, Bill Burr's like, fucking, you know, what the fuck, man? Like, if I say something, you know, it's just fucking comedy. Like, that's. He was all like, whatever.
I didn't know fucking Bill Burr was fucking Otto and George. I love the way you describe shit, too. You're such a fucking blue-collar douche. You should do the news in Philly. Yeah, that faggot thing was in the news today.
two faggots died today when a Negro beat the shit out of him.
Two faggots died today.
Jesus Christ, what's wrong with you? But anyways, back to this fucking whole podcast. I'll read you the top podcast right now, which, you know, number one is today in iTunes, is Joe Rogan, which I agree with.
Okay.
Then you got What the Fuck with Marc Maron, which you guys don't agree with.
What the fuck is right, but go ahead.
Adam Carolla, which...
Adam Carolla's got a... he's got more of a radio show. It ain't like a typical podcast. It sounds like something you hear on, like, Sirius, but it's a podcast.
It's a radio show.
Yeah, he's got sponsors and shit like that. So, yeah, I get it, you know. And Adam's a funny guy. He's a good dude.
Yeah, and then you get the Nerdists, which is, like, fucking huge.
Yeah, see, that's the problem.
Yeah.
That's the fucking problem
right
there.
What do you
mean? These techie guys, they just, you know, they're going
to... No, I think, isn't the Nerdist that dude they used to host that?
No, MTV? That's Chris Hardwick. Yeah, he used to host Singled Out, right, on MTV.
Yeah.
He was on... How come he was on Paul Prevenza and you weren't, Rob? What the fuck?
Look, bro, I don't know. I'm the guy that has to fucking scrape and claw fucking and gouge every fucking nugget out of this business. Trust me.
It's only been on two seasons, and so far, every episode, they have like two or three people that... are nowhere near as successful as you are. How the fuck is that possible?
Well, thank you guys, but maybe someday.
All right.
Now, then you got Jay Moore, More Stories, which, you know, okay. Look, Jay Moore was...
It was funny on O&A.
I'll tell you this. Guys who are supposed to be on the radio, Jay Moore and Patrice O'Neill.
Mm.
They can
Patrice,
talk.
I totally agree with. I love Patrice O'Neill.
Gift the fucking gab. Gift the gab. So, yeah, and I've listened to Jay's... thing, I get it. He's got the gift of gab. He can talk for fucking hours, and it's entertaining. But then number six is Girl on Guy with Aisha Tyler.
Oh, wow. She should just
stick she to came Archer. Out of nowhere.
She
I don't even know where
stick
she
to Archer. She's better on Archer.
Wow. God.
She's a good-looking chick, though. Don't get me wrong. I wouldn't kick her out of bed, but she shouldn't be doing comedy.
Yeah, you would. You wouldn't kick her out of bed intentionally. You just fat would push her out of
bed. Kick her out of bed and go, tell her to make me some ribs.
I mean, like, but all these, I mean, look at all these guys. You get Billy Burr is up there, which the Schmodcast has one, two.
They have nine fucking shows.
They have nine.
There's another one, and I'm only saying this off the air because they're actually very nice to us, but
we're on
the air. Fucking, no, we're not streaming, are we?
Yeah.
No, but it's going to be a podcast.
What do you think, I'm going to edit this?
Alright, well, I'm not a big fan of this podcast then. So
don't worry, Kevin's not listening to you, dude.
I ain't worried about Kevin. He should just stick to movies, fat fuck.
Damn.
See, I'm going to disagree with you on Smodcast. It has become kind of shitty, and it turned into something completely different. But I was actually a huge fan of that. That's one of the reasons why I started.
Well, here
you go.
Really?
Yeah, it's one of the reasons why I started podcasting.
I think Kevin he is committed to fucking podcasting.
Yep.
He's committed to this type of medium, creativity. He puts his movies directly to fucking Netflix or to fucking iTunes or whatever. Mm-hmm. Doesn't even put it in the fucking theaters. He does podcasts. He helps other people do pod. I agree with Kevin Smith, but this is one I don't agree with. Ready? Number 142, Entourage, HBO's comedy podcast.
Really?
Fucking what?
Well, you know, keep in mind that the big misconception with these stats
are
that these are downloads. This has nothing to do with how many downloads it gets. It has to do with how many subscribers in 24-hour period.
Yeah, I know, but that's fucking ridiculous that HBO Entourage is fucking over. It's over.
Right, but that was just the finale, so everybody probably just more Entourage. Like, and
okay, explain this. Bailey J.
I can't explain that one at all. Transvestite?
Exactly. She's a tranny, okay? And she's got a more popular podcast than me.
Oh, please.
And
see,
you.
This is what we're talking about. This is a fucking fraud, this whole iTunes bullshit. It is. How the fuck do these people get that popular? I mean, what are they saying? Like, do they just... I mean, is it just trannies that subscribe to this
Louis C.K. has a more popular podcast every week, okay?
And he doesn't even do it.
Than most people. He has three podcasts, and he doesn't even fucking do it.
I don't get it.
Yeah, well, I think it sucks because this is what happens. You wind up doing this fucking thing because you like doing it. You love fucking hanging out, talking like we're talking right now, being funny, goofy. But you get sucked into this fucking numbers game of accolades.
Yep.
It's almost like fucking doing comedy where you're telling right. jokes and you get the laugh every 30 seconds.
Right.
If you can go to iTunes or wherever and see that you've actually people like you, it fucks with your it fucks with something yep. deep inside of you.
And there's a difference too because I'm a nobody,
right?
And you're a somebody, right? Well, so
say
in
that
your
again?
Case, in your case, you're used to it, okay? So in my case, you know, we're pretty much nobodies, okay? So to see myself at 1 minute we're 110 and we're sitting there with people who are names,
right?
It's even more so. I'm like, holy shit. I'm fucking validated. People actually listen right. to our show. But
right.
but nothing beats the tweets you get and, you know, the emails you get from the fans. That blows away the iTunes stats to me any day of the week.
I agree.
Yeah, I agree too. You know what's weird? You guys both do shows with people. I started this by myself and kind of incorporated DeRosa into it, mm-hmm. where he's with me pretty much every week now.
Right, and he's fucking excellent on it.
Well, let's not get carried away.
He's funny, dude.
Okay, he's okay.
I know you don't want to get him too high, but
give him a mic and put him by himself. Let's see if you listen to that. Listen, I. anyways, you know. Shut up. But no, I'm kidding. He is great. I love DeRosa. But do you guys get like mail or twits or tweets, whatever the fuck they call them?
No, we get lots of twits.
I blocked people today. Like they were like, how do I donate to Just Joe?
Oh, I saw that. You know what was funny?
what a dick.
I have searches going for like everybody on the network, and I read all of their feeds.
Right.
And sometimes I'll read your feed, and I'll be like, wow, he's got a lot of fucking assholes on his. I think because people hear you guys breaking balls, and they want to be in on the ball break.
Right.
But they don't know who you are. You
yeah,
know,
well,
so.
this is what happens to you when you do that. You get blocked.
Right, yeah. That's
fucking,
the smartest way to
I
do
blocked
it.
Him, and I blocked somebody who retweeted it and wrote, ha-ha.
Yeah, but see, you can block. We can't. I mean, we'll take fucking, you know, anybody. We'll take Charles Manson if he wanted to be friends with us, you know?
Yeah, but you know what, though? If somebody's... Because I do get people like that, too. They'll wait for you. There was one guy in fucking Germany. Every time I posted a tweet or a joke, he's like, I'm still waiting for something funny. So I'm like,
wow.
Okay. I was like, okay, so why don't you go fuck yourself and then, you know, and goodbye. You know, what's it like, why are you following me if that's... If,
some people get off on that shit, though. You know
I know,
I mean?
And it's stupid because the second I reply to him, then everybody sees the reply and clicks on his name. It's a ploy to get you to give them attention.
Rob, it's that Howard Stern effect. Like, people that hated Howard Stern back in the day, they listen because they want to hear what he has to say next. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like,
I wouldn't even put
they
it
They can
in
claim that you're not funny, but why are they fucking listening?
Right.
That and they probably have nothing better to do because they're 800 pounds and getting their fucking fast food from a bucket through the window.
Well, this guy was talking specifically about the tweets and not the show.
Well, this is what I love, though. I love the fact that he is a fan. They probably are fans of mine, and they probably do like me. And they probably do like the podcast, and they were just kidding, but now they're blocked. And now they have to realize that they're fucking nobodies, and they don't get to fucking be part of my life anymore. And if they do want back in, they have to beg.
Yeah, well,
I'll tell you what, Sprance, we had a guy that listened to us that once we got on your network, he was kind of saying some things that weren't really nice about you guys. And this was before Rob and Jim were on. And he was like, oh, you know, none of the other shows are funny. But guess what? We didn't say anything to him. We were like, listen, you know, everybody's cool, whatever. And now he's a fan of your show because he constantly comments on your posts.
By the way, I know who you're talking about.
Yeah,
it's Rob's father.
it's my wife. No, I know who you're talking about. And believe it or not, that guy is a fan of the show. And if you listen to the first 10, he was emailing us. He was tweeting us. He was sending in ideas and telling us he loves the show. And I think he was trying to get in on the ball breaking. That's one of the things, the difference between the written word saying something. Sometimes the sarcasm doesn't come through. And this was around the time that we were goofing around with the whole other show thing. Right. And like people, like fans are taking sides. I'm like, this is fucking gay.
Yeah, no,
why are people telling, like I'm getting a lot of emails now. And now it's on Twitter today too. Where Stitcher, to ditch Stitcher. Stitcher's fucking. Us.
Yeah, I read that too. And there's two sides to this argument.
All right,
okay.
Can you do me a favor? Whatever hand you're going to use to talk with and move around your Italian fucking, hold the mic with the other hand. because you're fucking hypnotizing me with that red microphone cover.
You see what I mean? You're watching it go back and forth.
Yes.
I'm sorry. Well, I don't have a mic stand here. This is a fucking
low
grade operation.
Is it really?
Yeah. Meanwhile, you got to see. Can I tweet the picture I took of you? You got to see what he looks like, Rick. Come on, please.
No.
Oh, you fucking asshole.
He's got
these mint green headphones on. He's got these wires coming out of everywhere.
Right.
It looks like a scene out of Aliens.
Yeah, that's because fucking Rob that fucking dude. Oh, fuck Rob. Fuck Rob and his leather wristband.
You love me and my leather wristband. So anyways, the thing with Stitcher is, it only counts as one download, okay, because they hit the and pull the one download.
Okay.
So that's what their argument was. Number one, it only counts as one download. Mm-hmm. And number two, the other thing that they were saying is it doesn't it fucks up your iTunes rankings. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
In both cases, that's not true, and I'll tell you why. Because number one, Stitcher keeps its own stats,
mm-hmm.
so you have the stats there. You can check your downloads on Stitcher too.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not like you're losing any download, you're just, they're happening somewhere else.
Okay.
The second thing, and if I'm boring, you tell me.
You're boring.
the second thing is the iTunes only works on new subscriptions. It doesn't work on downloads.
Okay.
You just asked me the fucking question.
I'm kidding. I was kidding. What the fuck? Do you have a comedy podcast or you're fucking NPR? Relax.
Hello. Welcome to NPR.
You asked me seriously the question and I was answering it seriously. Shut the fuck up. Listen. I want to ask you a question, Rob. How the fuck? Now, you. Guy, who started first, Jersey Jerks or you?
We did. Well, actually, no. They had a podcast before we did.
Really?
Yeah.
We started in November of 2009.
For like a year, right? You guys were on for like a year before we even started, I think.
Yeah.
How did you find the Jersey Jerks and how did you get them on to your network?
You know,
did you start the fucking network or come up with that concept?
I started the network. We had two other shows. We did our show for about a year, 6 months, and I was like, what else could we do to generate buzz, so I said, well, why don't we start a network? You know, why do you have to, we were going to send tapes to Kevin Smith and send tapes to all these people,
mm-hmm.
Adam Carolla, I'm like, why the fuck are we going to send tapes? Why don't we start our own network? Mm-hmm. You know, maybe it won't be as big, mm-hmm. but, you know, maybe we can build something special.
Right.
So, you know, we added two more shows, and everybody's downloads went up. Our downloads definitely went up,
mm-hmm.
and it started to get a little buzz, and shows started interacting with each other.
Mm-hmm.
And I started to get a lot of shitty podcasts, submissions. And one day I'm on the train, and I stopped listening to them. I really did. And I just saw the Jersey Jerks, and I saw the name, and I'm like, you know what? This could be something. And I pressed play. I'll never forget. I was on the train, and it buffered, and I laughed all the way home. And, you know, I, as an Italian,
right.
you know, I know it was like sitting at a table with my family breaking balls.
You're a Jew.
So, I'm not a Jew. I'm a gay. I just have a big nose. I have a Jew nose.
I say Jew, and you say you're not, like it's bad to be Jewish. I think it's fine to be Jewish, Rob.
Yeah, but when you say you're a Jew, that kind of means
it's Mr. Kelly, if Rob was Jewish, we'd all be getting paid.
Yeah, exactly. Good point. Yeah, including myself.
Yeah, we'd be number one on iTunes, all of us.
You'd be number two to King Schmoll's Bagel Hour right after.
Right.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt you with funny, but go ahead.
So anyway, well, you want me to answer every question funny?
No, I know. I'm kidding, Rob. Jesus, I'm kidding again. You fucking cunt. Relax.
So anyway, so I heard the Jerks, and I thought the show was very funny, right. and I had a couple of conversations with them. And when we talked on the phone, it was funny.
Right.
And that actually means a lot to me. I wanted to make sure they're good people, because I'd rather have, if somebody's a fucking asshole and they have a show that's going to be super popular, I don't want them to be part of it.
Right.
You know, like I talked to you, and I talked to...
Yeah,
you
now we know for sure you're definitely not Jewish.
Right, exactly.
Just don't care if you're an asshole.
As long as you can generate revenue, right?
Yeah.
but once you came on, Bobby and Jim, it really did hit another level, and we gotta take it to more levels,
right?
You know, we do.
Yeah. So next show is going to be Denzel Washington's podcast.
Well, I mean there's gonna be somebody else,
mm-hmm.
but I think the next person that comes onto the network has to be fucking some serious fucking juice to help everybody else out. And
why not get Paul Provenza on? He gets a lot of good guests.
Who was that in the background that just laughed, coughed?
That would be Missy.
Missy.
Oh, I love her. I mean, you know what I mean? I mean, the next person that comes on the network has to be fucking legit, like a Patrice or somebody.
Well,
you know?
Here's what I think. I think that you can definitely add, I want to add bigger names, right. Even so. Obviously, you know, we had that whole thing. Can I talk about what we did that What's time that? With when I tweeted out to somebody?
Oh, this
the one time I fucked up. So let me tell you the story real quick. Kevin Nealon. Was it Kevin Nealon?
Yep.
Norm MacDonald. Norm MacDonald.
It was Norm MacDonald, yep.
So Norm MacDonald tweets, I'm thinking about starting a podcast. You guys have any ideas? Right? So I read this, and Dr. Stacy from Why You Suck in Bed starts tweeting me. She's like, get on it. So I see this, and I say, and I make a mistake, and I say publicly, Norm, come and join us. You know, the fans should tell Norm to come and join us.
He starts a campaign like a 13-year-old.
Right. It was very amateur. I completely agree with him.
Like a Bieber following.
Yeah, it was so bad.
What he did. He did it like he was Dane Cook and he had a following.
Right.
And they were going to do something about it. Like the Whack Pack was going to fucking get behind him.
Yeah, well.
Fucking 8 people from fucking Germany. We must help Rob.
You'll come join us. but that, you know, names like that are not easy to get. But, you know, I should have taken the channel through you. You're absolutely right.
Well, what you should have done is you know, somebody like that you try to get legitimately. Almost like, you know, look, you know, Marco, I talked to Marco, you know, and it was kind of like, I think I got an email, right? You sent me an email.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I was like, you know, check this out. I had other people kind of coming to me going, hey, want to do this over here, blah, blah, blah. And, you know, when he sent me that, I liked those guys. I knew their show. It was kind of like my type of comedy and my type of show. And then, you know, it made sense to me when I talked to him. And then, you know, it was all worked out. But you kind of went through the right channels of email. And it was kind of so then when you did come out, it was like, hey, we're here now. Check this out.
Right.
And I can't tell you how many emails I get on the podcast is the shit now. Because, one, I spent a little cash and upgraded. And, two, we're on the network. And, you know, every show on the network sounds good.
Right. Has a standard. Absolutely.
Yeah. And you kind of make sure that happens. You help me out, too. So, you know, being it's a legitimate thing. And, you know, my podcast is more legitimate because I'm around this. But the next person you get, you can't go out there and first of all, it kind of sucks because you realize that you have no clout.
Right.
Because nobody helped you get them.
Fucking A.
You know what I mean?
Right.
I mean, and I'm saying that not even to be funny. You know, I've done that once in a while.
Say
where you
it
go,
to be mean.
Well, no, not mean, because
no,
I've done it too, where it's like, you know, hey, we need to, this asshole said some mean shit to me, guys. Go get him. And like one douchebag from San Antonio, this fat
right.
chick,
right.
Stop fucking with Robert. And it's like, oh shit, I really am a nobody.
And I look at my followers and I'm like, wow, I have 18,000 followers. If only 1,000 people send him a tweet, and everybody's like, fuck you.
Yeah, so yeah. It's I'm sure the next, you know, we need to get somebody, a couple more people famous.
Well, I have another one in mind that's not a famous person, but I want to talk to all you guys off the air about that one. But
right.
That's
well,
a
when he says all you guys, he means me. But listen.
I kind of do.
Hey, we understand. Don't worry. We didn't take that hard.
Right.
So now you get these guys. They submitted to you to be on your network.
Right. That's usually how it works. And I'll be honest with you. I don't have any intention of adding somebody that's either not a big name or somebody I know at this point.
Right.
Like, I mean, the one that I'm talking about, we'll talk off the air, but that's, you know, that's a show that I've had ties to, and they were actually close to, I was going to see about them coming on just before you guys joined.
Right.
But I do think we need to add, and we don't necessarily have to add.
Can I just say something? What we need to do on this? You call it a network, right? Like a radio network,
right?
What we need to do is, and tell me, Jersey jerks.
Okay.
If this makes sense, that we need to have a place where people go during the day, and you have, you know, like a morning radio show, afternoon. Mid-afternoon, evening, late night. I mean, a rotation of all the fucking podcasts playing all fucking day.
It's what I said to you when I was talking to you about Stitcher last time.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I said, well, this here's the deal. Because the jerks, shit. it's a brilliant idea.
That's
I agree.
My idea, guys. Fuck him. That's my idea. You heard me say it.
Okay. No, but what I was... Stitcher, okay.
Wait a minute. Did you tell me that in confidence and I just said it out loud like it was my idea?
I kind of did, yeah.
Oh, Jesus Christ. I suck.
But it might have been your idea, too. It's okay. but what I was thinking was, since you go live sometimes and the jerks are always live,
yeah,
we can have a channel,
yeah,
that basically loops and streams the different podcasts all the time.
Yeah,
and I
then,
agree.
And then when you go live, it cuts in and interrupts it, and the live show kicks in.
Yeah,
and good then idea. It goes back to the loop. Mm-hmm. Okay, technically there's a lot more to it than that. It sounds like a great idea, mm-hmm, on paper, but right. I talked to people from Stitcher and they're interested in doing that with us, but I don't know if their technology is ready with, mm-hmm, the way we go live.
Right.
But this is a conversation for off the air, but we can definitely, yeah, off digi as Joe,
because here's the thing is, if you get people going here every day, mm-hmm, listening to a fucking different podcast, even if they, you know, even if you look, you like a fucking TV show, I'll watch it fucking, if you know, there's five seasons of a show, I'll watch all those shows a million different times on different days, you know what I mean?
Right.
So if you have like four podcasts playing all the time in a rotation, mm-hmm, on a website, or you know what I mean?
Well, see, on a website, see, this is where I think it needs to be different than that, though, because the website is already there, right, and it can already, mm-hmm, kind of press play on everything. It needs to be, who's somebody vomiting back there?
That wasn't even your mouth, that was your ass.
But it needs to be away from the website. It needs to be away from there. And like maybe Stitcher can have, because they have live channels, and that's where Kevin Smith has his show. It's on Stitcher. It's live. Right. And yeah, it can be on the website too. But the thought is, let's bring it out of the podcast realm a little bit more.
Make it into a radio station.
Make it something that has more, you know, more to it than just the on-demand. But the on-demand, right, to me is the most important thing about podcasts. That's, right, why I love it. That's why most people do.
Right.
Hey, I can't listen to the jerk. I rarely listen to the jerks live just because I get home late. But right, as soon as the show is out, that's one of the first things I do is I play it and I listen to it.
I do the same exact thing.
By the way, I looked at Bobby's iTunes and he has none of our shows subscribed, by the way.
Yes,
I don't. Oh, I believe it. I believe it.
What a jerk off.
I didn't see. Let me see. Show me your subscriptions.
I do Bill Burr.
Mm. He's not even friends with us on fucking Twitter.
I am not.
Click
really?
On
no.
The, click
Are you
on podcast.
Kidding me?
Click on podcast.
No.
Are you fucking kidding me?
No.
Dude, really?
Wow.
I'm changing all that right now. Me and you,
yeah,
we're going to the next
that.
Level right now. What's your name again?
Jersey Jerks.
This is Jersey Jerks, right? This isn't. Yeah. All right, Jersey Jerks. How do you spell that?
Jersey. Fucking Christ.
Jersey Jerks. Okay, here you go. I see you guys.
Well, yeah, we got two tweets.
J-E-I-S-A-Y.
I'm fucking friends with you guys right now. Why wouldn't I be friends with you? I love you guys.
Click on podcast. I want to see what you're subscribing
to. Get your dumb fucking thin fingers out of my fucking way. Podcast. Okay.
You guys sound like you're doing the fucking podcast in an Applebee's kitchen. What's going on in there?
Does it sound bad? Oh, you know why? Because he didn't fucking hook it up. I got Florentine.
Oh, you cocksucker. You got Jay Moore and you don't have me.
I did Jay Moore because I wanted to listen to it to see, because he came out.
He's got, listen to this. He's got,
I got Florentine.
Seven Robert Kelly podcasts. He's got Jay Moore, Jim Florentine, Bill Burr.
Yeah.
And what is this one? What is this, some kind of fucking
MMA. That's MMA hour. Fuck you.
So you listen
badass.
To.
Badass. That's guy shit.
So you listen to that, but you don't listen to any of our shows.
Well, here's the deal. Is I listened to, I got Florentine's at the beginning when he came out to check it out, right?
Right.
I got Bill Burr's because Bill Burr's my fucking friend.
Right.
And I love Bill Burr's podcast. It's very interesting. I got Jay Moore's. I listened to the first. I have only listened to the first two because I wanted to check it out. You know what I mean? I got mine because I wanted to hear what, you know, it didn't sound like shit because, you know, you fucking mixing it. But now I'm going to go. I'm kidding. I'm going to go right now. I'm going to find you guys in the top 100. All right,
you might want to go down a little lower.
Drop in the top 500.
Okay, all right. Wait a minute. It's not there. Top 200. We'll go to the top 200. You guys are, well, not there.
I'm not there now.
Okay, we're going to search for you guys.
Yeah, there you go.
Look at this.
Even better.
Jersey. I can just do the Jersey Jerks. I don't have to do yours, right?
You can do whatever the fuck you want, bro.
I'm kidding. I'll fucking subscribe to your fucking shit podcast. Jersey. No, I'm kidding. Hey, we're in an office.
Oh, look where I am right now. I'm in the kitchen.
You're not in the kitchen. Nobody knows that. Don't fucking give away
my secrets.
I mean,
I'm in the Robert Kelly Jersey. Empire.
Jersey, where the fuck is Jersey Jerks? Jersey Jerks.
Are we really sitting here listening to you surf?
Oh, there they are right there. Okay, yeah. Subscribe. I'm going to subscribe
this
right
is good
here.
Radio.
Yeah, we're somewhere in between, like, right, you know, the geeks from fucking Tempe, Arizona, and, you know, Knitting 101 podcast.
Well, I was trying to keep it on point with interesting shit, and then fucking Insecure Cunt, he's only subscribed to Billy Bush.
I'm just breaking your ball.
I checked this thing. Now I'm subscribed to you, too, okay?
No, I don't want you to listen.
Bob, we already
I forbid
knew that.
You to fucking listen to my show.
Today, we started interviewing, you know, Bobby that he wasn't going to subscribe, but we're okay with that. We know our role.
I understand. This
I'm in now. Fucking in.
Robert Kelly, the godfather of the Glory Hole Radio Network.
I'm in. You know, I'm fucking leaving this fucking network. Jersey Jerk, start your own network. I'm coming over with you. I'm in. I love Glory Hole. It's a microphone through a fucking hole. Get it? Like a cock? Listen.
Should I put some Xbox headphones on it? Would that make it cooler?
Look at dude. At least mine sucks. And I know it.
I like your cover. I told you I liked it.
No, you don't. It stinks. I think you got a great one. It is good. The Jersey Jerks, I like theirs too. It's all right.
Thank you.
It is good. Anyways, my point about this whole fucking thing before we got sidetracked with fucking insecurities and fucking gayness is
you said gayness with a lisp.
Ain't
you did? Gayness.
I think that these podcasts are fucking getting crazy. I think everybody, now it's going to fucking blow itself out. Everybody's going to have a fucking podcast, and it's like comedy. It's like when comedy was popular, then actors and funny actors started doing stand-up. Like, it was easy just because, you know, a guy from Seinfeld could go out and go to an improv and sell it out because he's on fucking TV, but he'd do 20 minutes and have a real comic do fucking the hard footwork, you know, and he'd go up for 20 minutes and do some bullshit and collect all the fucking money. And now these podcasts, I think, are the same thing. Everybody wants to fucking podcast. It's so easy. They get a fucking microphone or get hooked up in a fucking studio, talk for an hour, and somebody does all the bullshit, and that's it. And because they're famous, they get a million followers in the first fucking week. And
but at the end of the day, though, doesn't the cream rise to the top? Like, if their show sucks, do people listen every single week?
No, the fastest horse doesn't win the race. This is fucking. This is part of show business now. This is part of fucking money. Absolutely not. The fastest horse does not win the race.
So no, it's the doped up horse. That's why we do cocaine before we go on.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Which one of you is the horse?
That would be me.
Is it really a horse? Isn't it a heavier four-legged animal?
Buffalo.
Yeah, like a woolly mammoth.
But I that's why I like podcasts. Is you know, you guys, you know, people who do this because they fucking love it, and they love getting together and shooting the shit and having some fucking fun, being creative, and being morons for an hour or so, and because they want to do a fucking podcast,
right?
Not because they're fucking. They want to see how many people they can fucking get. But you get addicted to it. I get I'll be honest.
Yeah.
I get addicted to it. I tried to not look at the fucking numbers one weekend.
Right.
I was like, I'm not, fuck it. I'm not doing that. I don't care. I don't care with this. I'm doing it because I love the fucking podcast. I couldn't do it. I couldn't make it through a fucking day.
I know. It's tough.
I couldn't.
It's tough. And I don't, the jerks, though, they don't really, you guys don't really do that kind of stuff, though, right?
Wait, do what? We weren't listening.
Like, you don't really.
I fucking.
You don't really listen to. You don't
cunts.
Check your stats all the time and shit, do you?
I never check the stats. I actually do.
Yeah, I do.
Listen to our show, though, every week after it's.
Oh, I do, too, of course. I listen back to our show.
Yeah, Rob, I check the stats all the time. I do most of that kind of stuff. I follow up on where people are listening from and things like that.
How do you find out where people listen from? How
we
do you
went
know
on
that?
Late
you can, dude, you can
Saturday
tell all
night
of that.
Or
oh,
Friday to, night sorry. Just for the hell of it. Mm-hmm. And we had Australia listening to us.
Yeah, it was weird. There was a lot of Australians logged in and listening, man, from Perth and all over there, Melbourne.
You can look that up too, Bobby. All you have to do is just log in with your username and password. It has everything there.
What's a username and password?
The one that you have me set up.
For where?
for Libsyn when you said I don't want to fucking look at it, just do it.
What's Libsyn?
It's who's hosting your podcast.
How much money are you siphoning out of my fucking credit card?
You pay fucking, how much you pay them? You pay them like $20 a month. That's the host.
Oh God,
your podcast host.
What the fuck I'm doing? All right, we got a fucking Jesus Christ. What time is it? Oh my God. Yeah, I don't know what the fuck any of this shit is. Mm-hmm. I have no idea that I could find out if I have fans in Australia.
Sure you can. You can find all
sure.
of that out.
Sure you can.
Show him, Rob.
I will, but he won't listen. He'll be like, I gotta go. I gotta
just
do a phone.
You gotta write it down for him and like, you know, like post-it notes.
So what, like, here's the deal. Like, I'm doing this podcast. I you know, look, it's gotten more popular in the last, especially since I've been on this network. Mm-hmm. I think we've all helped each other kind of get fans from each other's shows, which right. is great, but I'm still doing it because I like doing it. It's fun. It's fucking cool to just shoot the shit with your friends and bust balls and be funny and serious too. I mean, that's why I like your show, both your shows. You're not. It's not all about fucking hey, you know, fucking right. making some fat cunt laugh,
right?
You know. It's, you know, sometimes people get pissed off. Sometimes people say some right. serious fucked up shit. Mm-hmm. So I don't give
us every week.
What's that?
That's us every week. That's all we do. We say fucked up shit.
Yeah. So I like doing it, and I don't give a fuck about really where it's going to go.
Right.
But I mean, where does Glory Hole? Mm. I know what you want. You want this to become maybe something that you could do for a fucking career.
All of us. Yeah.
Well, I mean, do Jersey Jerks guys? Is that what you want? You want this to be a career?
That's what I want.
That would be really nice if it happens.
Hell yeah.
I love that one guy was like, that's all I want. And one guy was like, I guess if it happens, it's cool. But, I get a pension.
I'm not going to sit there and fucking think about that and only that. I mean, if it does happen, I'm all aboard. You know what I mean? I'll drop everything. But at the same time, I got to have a safety net, too, if it doesn't happen.
See, it's a little different, I think, for us than it is for you, Bobby, because you're already established and you're already known. Whereas we're not, we're slowly building a following. So
we didn't have Dane Cook's coattails to ride either. So
that's fucked up.
I had them, and then his brother took them.
But you know, for us, it's more about getting the show bigger, getting the show bigger. Right. You know, if you ask me what the fucking dream is, I would love to have fucking television pilots for our shows and all of this kind of shit. Like there's a million things that we can do. Other than just this, like radio wouldn't even be enough for me.
Full-length movie,
the Glory Hole movie.
Film.
No, but like, why couldn't all of us with the fucking retards that we have do some sketch comedy, like The Whitest Kids You Know or Kids in the Hall? Why couldn't we do something like that?
I'm looking at a 40-year-old man with fucking hopes and dreams that
and they're about to be crushed,
slowly dying every day.
No, see, they're growing now. They're gonna die in about a year or two.
He just told me he wanted to do sketch comedy. You fucking cunt.
Aren't you guys like two blocks from Saturday Night Live studios?
Yeah, what do you want,
Rob? Why don't you go for that?
Hey, hon, bust out the flip cam.
Yeah, they don't.
I want to make his dreams come true.
They don't have a senior tour for the fucking for Saturday Night Live.
I understand. I'm just busting balls, but I understand what you're saying, that this could become something, bigger than what it is now. But I mean, look, the network is actually, you started out with just you, then you went to who?
Then we went to Mad Scientist Party Hour. That was the second one on.
Right.
Because Kevin worked for Howard Stern.
Right.
And we talked a bunch, and I thought it would be a good...
And then you went to who?
Then I went to the girls.
Right. And then you went to the Jersey Jerks.
Then it was the Jerks, right.
Right. And then you went to me and Florentine.
Yeah, you and Jimmy came at the same time.
All right. And as soon as you get somebody bigger than us, you'll fucking, treat us shitty like you treat the Jerks.
No. I don't treat the Jerks shitty.
I'm kidding.
They treat me shitty.
Uh-uh.
What?
Stop it.
You're out of your mind.
Yeah, like I'll call in and I'll listen back, and as soon as I hang up, they'll start shitting on me.
they do that to everybody.
That's horseshit.
Anybody who calls in. They do that to everybody. If their mom called in, they'd be like, all right, Ma, I love you. That fucking pasta-eating twat.
No, but that's the best part of it, is that everybody is real cool with each other. And if that wasn't the case, that's the most important thing besides having a good show.
Right.
Is having people that you can... Like, I can sit here with you and we can have a good time and it's not a big deal.
Right.
You know, where there are some people that are just fucking weird, you know?
I'm not having a good time, but go ahead. Enjoy yourself.
Well, especially with the food that's being cooked, you're like, just wrap this up so I can fucking eat already.
I know, my fucking wife is just cooking up a
storm.
What's
she cooking?
Pork cutlets?
Oh.
Corn on the cob?
Ooh.
Fresh. What? Couscous? What the fuck is that? What are you banging an Arab?
That sounds like dessert.
You know you're fat when your wife cooks couscous instead of rice.
So, couscous? I like it.
So can we come over?
How do you guys... So you guys are about to go live right now. What are you going to do?
Oh, shit.
We are live right now.
We're live. Once you guys get off, we'll go into our intro and everything.
Yeah, we're streaming live. This is like a little bonus feature for
the
listeners.
So you guys are live. So this is two podcasts fucking each other right now.
Basically.
This is double penetration in the asshole of podcast land. Right. I guess it's actually three. It's three because Rob is here, so it's three.
So I'm the asshole, right?
It's three podcasts. It's fucking three cocks, two in the ass and one in the pussy.
Be quiet. Let your wife finish telling us what she's making for dinner. That was better.
What'd you say?
I said, let your wife finish.
I heard you. Shut up.
He put his order in too. I heard him put his order in.
Yeah, plug in that webcam again.
These cocksuckers trying to get my wife on the phone.
I know, I've heard them trying to do it over and over again.
No, listen, we know she's a lovely woman. We're not trying to break balls.
You know what you should do? You should bring her on the glory hole with us.
Bring her on the glory hole?
The last thing Robert Kelly wants to do is bring his wife near a glory hole. Unless he's on the other side of it. It's his fucking stall.
Speak for yourself. Stop cock blocking. Apparently you're not fucking married, you fucking loser.
Oh, I'm the loser because I kept my youth.
Did you really keep your youth?
Absolutely, I did. I don't look anything like my age.
What are you, in a fucking funhouse mirror right now, you fucking chunky gray bearded cunt?
Maybe they're all covered up like a shiver. Get the mirrors coming.
You have the complexion of a salami hanging in a fucking deli.
Coming from the guy who fucking eats 12 cheeseburgers at 5 o'clock in the morning before breakfast.
Could you be any wordier, you fucking cunt? Put a period in there. Coming from the guy who eats cheeseburgers at 12 o'clock in the morning when the sun comes up and birds are chirping before fucking... Shut up.
Fuck you.
Fucking more detail. Jesus Christ.
Your ass.
There you go. There you go. Keep it short and sweet, you fucking twizzot.
Twizzot. What are you, Snoop Dogg?
This is just... I knew this
Devil
fucking...
Dog.
I knew this thing would fucking just go south. I knew it would.
It's only a matter of time.
There's nothing. I'm really trying to keep it fucking... Hey, so how did you find the fucking... And did you... And what are your hopes? And it's just, fuck you, you piece of shit. Shit, fat fuck. That's all this podcast. That's all podcasting is.
No, it really is.
Moments of fucking serious. Hey, and then fucking fatso talk.
Shit.
All right. Well, listen, guys. Thanks for calling up. I'm gonna finish up with Rob right now.
Thanks for having us on.
Yeah, thanks for having us on.
I would like you guys to come down once we get this fucking stupid thing.
Yeah.
You know,
absolutely.
Done.
And you guys should come here too.
I definitely come down. Where the fuck are you? You're not in Philly. You're in Philly,
right? No, we're right outside
of
Philly.
We're like 20 minutes outside of Philly.
Right, you're 20 minutes outside of Philly. Yeah, absolutely. I want to come down to the show instead of fucking calling in.
Yeah,
and
absolutely.
Hang out. But if you're ever in, we want to get you down here with me and DeRosa.
We can schedule something.
We can schedule something for sure.
Just I want to see the menu, what your wife's cooking at night.
Yeah, okay. Right. Come on, stop it.
Yes. Better cook a lot, too.
You know damn well Robert's going to send her out somewhere for the night. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, it's not going to happen. I'm not going to fucking do the podcast at my house. I'll rent a room somewhere.
Yeah, exactly. I was going to say, this fucking guy, he'll get an Econo Lodge or
something. You can do what I do.
I'll rent a VFW so you guys can feel comfortable. Alright guys, I'll fucking talk to you later. Alright.
Alright fellas. All right,
later boys. Bye.
So anyways, that was funny. Those fucking guys. So now, I mean, Rob, now you, to wrap this fucking whole podcast up, and we're going to do this again. I want you to come down with DeRosa here.
Yeah, I would like
I want to hook up the fucking, I want to hook up the...
Mixer
and get all that shit going on so, you know, we can do a fucking legitimate podcast.
And I would love to have you back on with Joe on my show.
You should have Joe on by himself.
Yeah, I would like to do that too, sure.
You know, I we had a lot of fucking hopes and dreams of for tonight's podcast.
I know it was going to be this live extravaganza.
I think this will be, this podcast will be a one we hold on to, right. And when we need a fucking podcast, we'll use this one.
Yeah, sure.
But no, it was actually fun. Those guys are fun. I think the the network is I like, I'm glad I'm a part of it. Mm. You know, it makes it easier on me, but you also love what you're doing, which is fucking great, because I like doing the podcast. Mm. And you like fucking doing it. Yep. Which is the best. If you were fucking, if you were doing this for money, it wouldn't be, I, it wouldn't be the same.
Yeah, it's not worth it. If right. the money comes, it comes. But right. you know,
how do you, how would you make, do you, do you, do you want this to be your job someday?
I would. I mean, I would love it to be my job, of course. I mean, you think I want to sit in an office every day? I certainly don't.
When are you going to start selling advertisement for the page?
Well, see, here's the thing. It's funny. I keep saying, well, when we hit this mark, then we'll start selling advertising because we can get this much. Mm-hmm. And then you guys came, and we're building, and we're building, and we're building. Okay. But, you know, that's something that we need to talk about off the air. I mean, we could start doing it now if we really wanted to.
Yeah, I think you should start fucking, you know, you should start getting a plan together, and we should start. But, I mean, this is shit we probably shouldn't talk about.
Right,
I
have, we have more to talk about off
I
the
forgot,
air.
I forgot the fucking mics were on and we're still doing a podcast. Because right. I'm so used to talking to you in fucking business mode.
Right, right.
I'm not, we're not used to talking podcast mode where we're just shooting the shit. We were just talking about secret shit. But right.
Also, everybody should actually listen to the show that you were on with us because it was fucking great. It's one of my favorites.
Well, look, if you guys, I don't subscribe to it. I do. I listen to it, though. I listen to it. I've listened to the show. Of course I have. And I don't subscribe to it, but now I do. So I have my podcast now. I subscribe to Glory Hole Radio. Glory Hole. It's actually Glory Hole, which is the main podcast on Glory Hole Radio, right. The founder of it, the Jersey Jerks, which...
Well, let me ask you a question while you bring that up.
Yeah.
What is your honest opinion of the name of the network? Because I really like it, but I think that you have reservations about it.
Well, this is the deal, is that, you know, you can't... I can't announce that on fucking TV.
Right, and we've come up with an alternative to that.
GHRLive.com.
Right.
But, yeah, you... It's fine. I think it's fine for what it is now. I mean, but you're talking about a cock coming out of a hole that people suck.
Right.
So who's going to advertise with you?
No, I agree with
you. If you want to get Pepsi, I mean, seriously, just going way out of the fucking box.
Right, right.
You want to get Pepsi or, you know, look, corporate is corporate, dude. Yeah. And they're not going to fucking advertise with a microphone that's supposed to be a cock coming out of a hole.
But would the content of the shows kind of make that irrelevant anyway?
No.
Not so much yours, but,
no,
you know.
No, not really. I mean, because the content isn't anything that is really offensive. It's not. It's right. in joking and comedy and, you know, honesty. Honest. So, but the thing is, you know, you can still get sponsors, though. You can get sponsors that fucking are fine with it.
Right.
You know what I mean? But are you going to be, you know, are you going to be, you know,
Adam getting
Bud Light? You know, you're going to get Bud Light? No. Right. Yeah, but you can get, I mean, no, you can get other sponsors, dude. There's right. other people. It's not about the, you know, I don't know, dude. I don't know. You'll find out.
Right. Because I'll tell you. I'll tell you, in the beginning, when we're nobodies, that image of the microphone through the hole and the name was huge for us.
Yeah.
That's what got us started. It really did. That's what got people to listen to it.
Right. So commit to it.
But, you know, I love, because I love it. But at the same time, I get where you're coming from. You
well, here it is now, it's not a, that image isn't the image of my podcast. It's not the image of Florentine's. It's not the image of, it's your image of your podcast, which is a little weird, too, because it's like Glory Hole Radio and then Glory Hole Podcast.
Right. Well, that was before I knew what this was going
to
become.
Right. You know? So it's you're going to have to think about that as a business. If you do want this to become more, I don't know, dude. I mean... Yeah. I don't mind Glory Hole Network, Radio Network.
It gets a reaction out of everybody, no matter what. When you were on Fox and you said it, I mean, people didn't just go to the next plug.
Yeah.
You know, Levy laughed and shook his head. Yeah. I would get a reaction.
You'll figure it out in the future if you fucked up.
I certainly will.
You know what I mean? But other than that, right now, I don't fucking see any. I like it. Yeah. I think it's fine.
Good. That's the end goal.
Yeah, I think it's fine. And I think that the actual network itself is pretty fucking cool.
Yeah.
I think, you know, and hopefully that other people come over to it.
Yep.
And, you know, add to it. I think you need some type of sports thing.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
Which would be good because then you get those guys over. Mm-hmm. You got the nerd guys, which is great. You got the chicks, which is great.
Uh-oh, we're blowing
up. What was
up.
That? Is that you? Oh, you fuck. Come on, Dawn. Is that you?
Yep.
Oh, come on. Fucking hit the thing, would you? Don't give me the finger. It's a fucking live show. It's not live. It's my show.
You got to do a show just you and Dawn.
Yeah, right.
I think so.
No, we're not doing a fucking show.
I think so.
No. She doesn't.
Because all the listeners hear you yelling.
Who is that?
They don't see the finger.
Who is that?
None of your business.
Yeah, I'm fucking none of my business.
That's the couscous guy, I bet.
Do you ever see these? These are five none of your business that I fucking curl up and give you right into your chin. Ah, fucking asshole. Anyways, all right, dude, thanks for coming by. We're going to do this again. We're going to fix up this mixing board. Yep. We're going to get everything ding. That's my
food's ready.
Food.
I'm out of here.
We're going to fix this up and get all this shit fixed up in the next couple weeks, hopefully.
Sweet.
And then Joe's back, and we'll have you back in, and we'll do this live.
I would love to.
All right, brother?
Thank you, brother.
Rob, thanks, brother.
All right, take care.
Thanks again for listening to another episode of You Know What Dude podcast on gloryholeradio.com, and make sure to check out all the other shows on the Glory Hole Network. If you're using the Stitcher app, type in the word fart when you register. iTunes users, don't forget to subscribe and leave a review. If you're a real fan of the show and you want to show your support, go to gloryholeradio.com/Robert Kelly and hit the donate button. $10 will get you a shout out on the air. $20 will get you my first CD, Robert Kelly Live, not available in stores. If you have any questions, email me at robertkelly@gloryholeradio.com.